Let's do this, my darlings. So let's wake up to Wayne.
Hey, morning.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. Do you know what? It's hard to believe. I was doing a bit of research about you and I found out that Mr. Merz was coming in. Do you know, you've only been around for 7 years.
Why? You say that like I've been around forever.
I just feel like you've been part of my life for longer than that. My kids kind of grew up with you on the telly and
we
on the
radio. We could have got engaged
radio.
Now. We could have had kids. We could have had quite a few things in 7 years.
Me and you.
That's what you're saying. Been in your life for this amount of time.
Back in 2009, wasn't it?
Yeah, 2009 was when it all kicked off for me and did X Factor. And yeah, it's been full on since then, really, 7 years.
Were you the same year as Joe McKeldry?
Joe McKeldry, Jed Wood, Stacey. Yeah, the whole shebang. It was a fantastic year. It was brilliant.
And so how has it been for you then? It's been 6-7 years of madness.
It's been mental. It's been so much has changed, so much has happened. You know, probably the first 2-3 years for me were a bit of a blur. Because there's so much going on. We were doing tours. We were releasing singles. You know, it was all going massively well for me. And then, yeah, it just continued every year. It's just I'm still here. I'm still enjoying it. I'm still loving the music and what I'm doing, and it's it feels really special. I love it.
And one thing about you, Ollie, is you've got many strings to your bow. You're quite multi-talented, aren't you, Mr.
No,
Merz?
I'm not.
Let's have a look at this list. You're a TV presenter.
Yeah.
You're a pop star. You're a footballer as well.
Thank you. Well, I'd say I'm good at a couple of them things. I just like to put when I put myself into something, I give it 110%. So even if it's just when I used to work in a jam factory, I'd give it 110%. When I worked in sales, when I did my paper rounds, when I worked here in a call centre, you know, obviously as a singer now, and I always just try and give it everything, you know, and be as the best I can be. So.
Well, you are kind of local from just up the A12 there, and you do actually play football regularly. Is it for Coggeshall?
Coggeshall Town, yeah. I play there regularly. With my uncle is the coach there, and my chairman, Graham Smith, is the chairman. He's a top lad, and I've been going down there now for the last 4 years, and we're the most exciting team in Essex at the moment in that non-league circuit, I think. We're 4 divisions away from the South Conference. You know, we've got a great setup, so yeah, I pretty much stand there every weekend.
Do you get lots and lots and lots of fans coming to see you and buy tickets?
No, one knows. I've just told everyone. I go there every week to play with the guys, and you know, it's just my sort of way of getting out of the industry that I'm in and the bubble that is my life. And I like to go there and just be one of the normal lads. And we go in the dressing room, we have banter, we talk about football, we just have a giggle really and play and kick a ball around for a couple of hours. It's lovely.
You are a massive football fan, of course.
Yeah.
You were involved with Soccer Aid again this year, with Sam Allardyce, of course. Big Sam.
Well, that was the thing. We at Coggeshall, because I've been playing there for years, I was pretty much started playing in January, February, and I played for the last 3 or 4 months, got myself really fit. And Soccer Aid was amazing. It was one of the best nights of my life. You know, I've done it 4 times now, but every time I do it, it just gets better because it's Old Trafford, 75,000 people. Yeah.
Well, meeting me today is obviously a big event for you.
Of course, but we've met before, no?
We have, many times, Ollie.
Yeah.
But Big Sam. Also has a very big important meeting today with the FA.
I heard about this. Apparently he's getting, you know, sitting down and talking about the England job. Which, to be honest with you, listen, you know, Big Sam has been, it's only Soccer Aid, so it isn't that professional and that, you know, we take it seriously, but not, you know, like the real fans do. But he does come across like a great, great guy, a great manager, and he gets the best out of his teams. Any team that he's ever been with, forget Newcastle, because I don't really know what happened there, but he gets the best out of his team and he always does well. So
Ollie Merz, we're going to take a break. When we come back, sat next to you is young Poppy from Somersham Primary School, who won a competition to come and meet you and ask you a question. Have you seen how many questions she's got?
How many questions have you got?
Loads. We'll be back. We'll be grilling Mr. Merz after these.
Wake up to Wayne on Town 102. The Ollie Merz Breakfast Show.
And Poppy won our competition to come and meet Ollie. Poppy has a whole lot of questions to
ask
Ollie.
How are you, Poppy?
Fine.
Put that microphone.
Come a bit closer, darling, to the mic. There you go.
There you go.
How are you?
Fine.
Fine.
Off you go, Poppy.
Where are you from, Poppy? Ipswich.
Yeah.
How old are you?
9. 9.
Okay, what's your questions?
You've got 2. Make them count, Pops.
2
questions, Pop. What you got? Bub, 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 bub. taking her time. She's looking through the script of questions.
It's War and Peace, believe
me. Okay, first question is...
What would be your one superpower?
My one superpower, Poppy. I would love to have, like, a teleport. So I'd like to be able to... to just, if I wanted to be like in at home now, I could just go seal out a guy's bang and then I'd be at home.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And if I wanted to be, you know, because we do so much travelling in this job, so I'd like to just never get on a plane again and just teleport. That'd be my special power. Or be like Superman and fly everywhere.
That was a good question, Poppy.
Good
that
question,
good.
Poppy.
Yeah.
What's your last question?
Who is your celebrity crush?
Oh. My celebrity crush. Oh, I would probably say Jennifer Lawrence.
Really?
Yeah. You know X-Men, Jennifer Lawrence? You know Jennifer Lawrence?
No.
Oh, she's lovely. She's a lovely lady.
Is there a current Mrs. Mars?
There isn't, though. Single.
You're single.
Ready to mingle.
Single and available.
No, I've been single for about 10 months now, so I've just finally got back on, you know, just, in, you know, getting back to being normal and not... heartbroken. So.
Let's say thank you. He's available, ladies. Let's say thank you to Poppy.
Thanks,
for the
Poppy. You smashed it, darling. Well done.
Poppy got here today by identifying songs, your songs,
right?
Sang whilst sucking on a lolly. The game was called.
You are joking.
Can you sing lolly whilst sucking?
Can I hear a piece?
Yeah, of course you can. Can you sing Ollie while sucking on a lolly? It's a bit of a tongue twister.
Yeah.
We've got three for you, Ollie.
Okay.
These are your songs. Have a listen to the first one. See if you can guess who is singing Ollie sucking on a lolly. What's the song?
My name is Ollie. I commit the like a fuzzy baby. Look around, there's a whole lot of food.
Is that you? Dance with me tonight.
Is the right answer? You got the first one right. The second one, another Ollie song. Somebody singing it whilst sucking on a lolly.
Well, excuse me if the friend moves. But I love the way that you move, but I see all of me now.
Wrapped up.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
That's
Tony Horton, our daytime presenter. Ollie is opening a bag of lollies.
I'm going to give it a go.
Go on.
Polly, help me get these lollies out.
Let's see. We're playing Ollie, singing Ollie with a lolly with actual Ollie Murs here. Come on. Let's sing a song and see if we can guess it.
Okay.
Off we go. Ollie sucking on a lolly.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Hey,
clap!
I reckon it'd be a
new game show. You can take him out now, Ollie.
Oh, wow. I mean, a bit of a sugar rush there.
Can I just play the last
one? It's not a good idea to have a lolly at 8:30 in the morning.
This is the hardest one we did this week, but this is funny. This is Murph who works in our office.
What?
You look stunned.
It sounds like Chewbacca.
It sounds like a Wookiee. That was brilliant.
What song was that, by the way?
That was Troublemaker.
Are you having a laugh?
You didn't recognise your own song.
I don't think they knew the song.
It was Troublemaker. It should have sounded like this.
Please put the Wookiee on that. Please, do that now, please.
you've got a new single. You're currently in the studio recording a new album. Tell us about it.
The album comes out in November, and I'm super excited about it. It's probably the most honest album I've ever done. You know, I think talking about a breakup, and I was with my ex for 3 years, so to kind of speak about that on this album was hard. But I think at the same time, it gives fans an insight on how I was feeling at that time. And I think I had to come back with something different and new, because I think coming back every album with the same sort of songs, that generic sort of feel-good, happy kind of songs that I do, I think was getting a little bit boring for me. So I wanted to come back with something different and fresh and give the fans something new and something that is got a bit more substance. And I think that's what I did with this record. So, yeah, I'm excited.
When were we expecting the album out?
It'll be later this year. It'll be around Christmas time. And obviously the new single's out now. You can obviously download, stream that. And the video came out today, which is cool, which you can check on Twitter. The video's there. So, no, it's just been really exciting to get back in the studio, start writing again and have new music out. Because then with that, you know, Poppy, I'll be on tour. I'll be on tour. She came to the show.